You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at another race card at Dundalk this evening on Friday, February the 17th. Plenty of good competitive stuff it is there tonight as well. Lots of good handicaps and maidens alike. The highlight of which comes up in the shape of the six fella handicap at 8 o'clock, of which we've got several of the fastest horses that have run here throughout the winter, all locking horns in what should turn out to be a humdinger of a contest.
Race one.
We start with a 5 furlong sprint handicap, which is always the theme here at Dundalk, and it looks as competitive as ever. Strategic Heights, Red All Star are likely to be very popular in the market, and quite rightly so as well, considering they finished second and third respectively behind the Inform Our Jock here 2 weeks ago. On that occasion, Red All Star cut out the running, but he was just heading in the closing stages by the aforementioned Strategic Heights. So obviously there's not a great deal between them, and they're quite nicely drawn here this evening. But I'm going to take a little bit of a punt here on Adrian Keatley's charge, Mo Henry. Now, his form figures of late don't look all that inspiring to many, but his time figures actually suggest that he's run a good bit better than his finishing position has suggested. That second behind Chosen Rock for a start-off in December was a very good one. And even though he's got beaten quite a way in his last two runs, they have been in a couple of hard-knocking, tough, very strongly run handicaps, much higher grade than the one he takes on tonight. So even that 6 behind Ilaria, and in more importantly, that 7 behind Patrick last time out, don't read too bad on paper. Double-figure odds are available for this horse this morning. I do think that's slightly overpriced, considering his speed figures. He could have done with a slightly better draw, but it's not too bad in trap 7. And even though he's dropping down in trip, he has got a couple of nice runs on the board over 5 furlongs in the past. So Mo Henry is the each-way choice in race number one.
Race two.
On to race number two then, and quite a modest-looking maiden. The ones who've got form here at the track haven't really set the world alight. Sir Danilo and Harbour at a Secret are the main two to concentrate on with regards up-to-date form. And of that pair, I'd probably go with Harbour Secret from the Joan Foley stable. This horse has managed to finish third on his two starts here at Dundalk in recent times. And that run behind Tough Love from the Joe Lyons stable here a couple of weeks ago certainly suggests that he's definitely the benchmark for the form in this particular race. His time figure in finishing third that day was fairly good. And the ones that were beating him behind suggest that that form is fairly solid in the context of this race. Obviously, we've got to pay a huge amount of respect to the couple of unraced horses, Memorial Rose, and Remember the Days. And if you chuck in Allography, who's yet to really hit the heights that perhaps Connections would have thought, it is quite a trappy little affair, as 7-2 the field suggests this morning. But if you can get around about 9-2 for Harbour Secret, then I think you should be onto a safe each way bet there.
Race number three.
On to race number three then, which is Division 1 of the Mile Handicap, which comes up at 6:30. Obviously, Tennessee Waltz has got to be factored into the equation here, as he got off the mark at the 17th time of asking last time out. The only negative I could find with this horse is he had 5 attempts over a mile and he's yet to win. So there is a slight question mark hanging over Davy Mynane's charge at odds around about 3-1. So therefore, I'm going to probably look elsewhere for a little bit of sneaky each-way value. And that comes up in the shape of Purple Party from the James Larkin stable. Now, this filly didn't run too good the time before, but that was against the likes of Coco Beat, Split the Atom and Lily's Prince. So you'd probably forgive her that. Dropped in grade last time out. And upped in trip, she showed a lot more promise when finishing second to the Inform Try Again, of course, has gone on to win subsequently. That time figure was fairly reasonable. And drawn in stall four with Conor McGovern taking 5 off. I'd expect another positive show from Purple Party, who seems to be going forward just at the right time.
Race four.
On to race number four then, which is a Division 2 of the Maha Handicap. And this one doesn't look as though we've got too many strong contenders in this on the basis of what they've done of late. But the one that stands out to me here is Legetti from the Judge of O'Brien Stable. Now, this horse showed precious little on the turf towards the back end of last season, so much so that he got himself handicapped to a mark of 55. Now, he might look as though he didn't run up to that level last time out here on his first start at Dundalk, but that doesn't probably tell the whole story because he was very slowly away, very sleepy after a bit of a long layoff, but he did come home quite strongly under a very tender ride from Donica O'Brien to finish and never nearer knocked about seventh behind Armaneki Nico. The time figure was good, and if he can improve his track position tonight, i.e. with a better break, and get himself into a much more positive position turning for home, there's every chance that Legetti can show the qualities that he did in the home straight last time out and gun this field down. He doesn't look a bad type either, this son of Rip Van Winkle, and in a modest race he stands out as the form choice.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then, which is a 3-year-old handicap. And the one to concentrate on here is Sweet as Ever from the Joey O'Brien Stable. And this filly should have won here the last day in a 5-runner race behind the likes of Rocking Peace and George Bull. Somehow Anna O'Brien managed to get this horse into a bit of a pickle, so much so that the horse had to be snatched up in the closing stages and went down as an unlucky loser. Prior to that, she'd also ran on very strongly behind the likes of Lady Rosebud and She's a Diesel. And that was over 7 furlongs, suggesting that a step up to a mile would indeed suit. And on the evidence of what we saw here 3 weeks ago, that is very much definitely going to be the case with this filly by power. So hopefully they'll go a good gallop, definitely play into the strengths of Sweet as Ever there in the 7:30.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock then, which comes up as a 6-furlong handicap. Now, this is probably one of the best races run here so far at Dundalk throughout the winter period. We've got all the big guns here who've been clocking fantastic speed figures, and the form of each individual race has been working out incredibly well. And at the peak of that particular mountain is Patrick from the Richard O'Brien Stab. The rookie trainer, of course, has had a couple of winners here recently with this horse, Patrick, and indeed Alan's Pride. So we know this lad can operate here with his horses at Dundalk. Now, this horse, first time off the plane, managed to win in spectacular fashion here a couple of weeks ago, having his first run since switching from the Richie Fahey stable. It was a good gallop as well, set by Geological, who's been in rampant form in the last few weeks. He went off hell for leather, and Patrick just tracked in quite comfortably in second. And he took over the running a couple of furlongs out to win with a good deal in hand, a little bit more than the official winning margin suggested. He actually pricked his ears in the closing stages to think that he's probably got a little bit more left under the bonnet. Now, there should be a good strong pace on here tonight, very similar scenario to what we saw here a couple of weeks ago, as Grey Daniel, the other big speed figure horse, he's likely to tail the field along at a good pace. Hopefully that'll set these things up nicely for the 5-year-old Patrick in the hands of Pat Smullen, and he can come through and win again. So the nap of the night is Patrick, quite strong vote as well there in the 8 o'clock.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest, which comes up at 8:30, which is a mile and a quarter handicap. And look no further than John Fiend's Pure Action to send quite a few punters home happy here. Good performance last time out behind Daybreak Boy when he did all his best work from the back of the field. That was courtesy of him being in a poor track position because of his draw. But the way he finished off his race, indeed the time before as well, he also came on strongly, suggests that stepping up to a mile and a quarter is going to be the ticket for this colt by Haft. He's also drawn in stall one as well, which means that he's going to get a lovely run into the bend and preserve vital energy in the process. Obviously, we've got to respect one or two other horses in the race, including the unraced Robe of Honour from the Mickey Halford Stables. But in keeping with a lot of Mickey's horses, they tend to need the run first time out. So this surely must be Pure Actions barring accidents. And he's very much a worthy even money favourite this morning.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, and many of these know each other on first name terms. They've been running against each other for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And the main two who've been clocking out the speed figures and running to a very consistent level are Specific Gravity and Song of Love. Now, these two horses have clashed 3 times throughout the winter, and it's pretty much even Stevens between the pair. However, on this particular occasion, I'd prefer to go with Adrian McGuinness, his 9-year-old. Now, Ado's done really well with this horse in recent times. He was a little bit of a horse on the downward grade a couple of years ago, but he's managed to turn him inside out, so much so that he's managed to win 2 of his last 5 starts, and on the other 3 occasions he's hit the frame. On his latest clash with his main market rival, he managed to come out on top over a mile and a quarter, being very strong in the finish. And indeed, if you go back to his run the time before, when they met over a mile and a half, he also finished in front of Joey O'Brien's Charge. So it'll be very close between the two. I'd expect Specific Gravity, particularly as he's drawn in stall 1, and he's going to get a lovely ground saving run around the inside in the hands of Ronan Whelan. That could tip the balance of power in his favour this evening, and we can back him each way at 5-1, which is a juicy each way prize. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to do it again on Sunday, when we're going to take a look at Navan's 7-race jumps card, so please do tune in for that. From me, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.